coming to you live from my radio hut here on Dakota Avenue. Not the clouds keeping us company here. We're at 70 degrees right now. Welcome to the Thursday Talk Around. I've got all the good people in today. Dominic Rauber in to talk at Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill. How is your day going?
It's going great, and I had Tom and Kathy in. Now I get to talk to you. It can't get better than that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank
you. What's going on, Chess Club? You've always got something happening, and you've had a busy summer. What's happening?
We definitely had a busy summer and keeps just going that way. So next Tuesday, we have our monthly tournament at the Breckenridge Public Library from 5 to 7. So if you play chess, great, come in and win some chamber box. So shout out to the chamber as well. That's always a fun tournament. I'm really looking forward to that, just to battle it out with the locals here.
Are you playing in that?
Sometimes I do, sometimes not.
Okay.
It depends a little bit. Let's say there's an odd number and someone needs to sit out, then I'll probably play. But some other times I don't, and just to be clear, you can win chamber box, but even should I be in first place, I'll never take a prize. So I give it to someone else.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. Sometime when you do play, I'm going to come and just watch you because I've heard. Okay, and I'm not going to embarrass you with that, but you come highly recommended. So sometime when you play,
well,
I will. I'll come down and observe. What else is happening?
That sounds awesome. Well, actually, if you do want to see me play right after that, the Sunday after that, is the block party, as I'm sure we all know by now. We will be there. We will be playing with there. Having something fun in mind, too. We have, I'll have to see how to incorporate that, but we have a wheel that you can turn, and we might put on some chess pieces there. And we thought, just to make it more fun for people, you can pull a wheel, and whatever piece comes up, that's the piece you have to move.
You're gonna have a prize wheel.
Just something like that. So I think that will be quite something. I'm really looking forward to that. And last year it was really fun, I should say, and I'm sure it will be more of the same.
Right. Right. Well, and that's always a great event.
Absolutely.
And brings a lot of people in too. So.
Yes. I mean, if you play chess or not, you should go there anyway, I should
mm-hmm.
say.
Right.
It's a great event, yeah.
So as we're approaching fall and, after that, the holidays too, anything planned that you want to kind of tease here, or are you going to keep us in suspense?
There's no need for suspense. But one thing I would love to share is that I would like to ask people to get involved. What do I mean by that? So if you do love chess, we are looking for people. Really kind of we want to form that core group that can, more or less commit to come to our chess evenings. You know, we play in the first and the third Tuesday. That can mm-hmm. come regularly. The thing is, the more regulars you have, the easier it is for new people to join as well. It creates a great camaraderie.
Sure.
So that's on one side. And on the other side, also, if you are interested in helping us grow the chess club, just come and help us do some brainstorming, organizing kind of things. So these are the two things we're looking for to get done. So, yep.
And this is for you're open for all ages, right?
All ages.
I mean, there's no age limit.
All ages, all chess levels, absolutely. So that's, and of course, if I haven't mentioned that yet, all of this, our tournaments and everything, that's completely free.
Right.
Yes, you can win chamber box, but there's no cost to you at all. So it's really a win-win for, you know.
So people out there listening and they're going, I've always wanted to play.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's easy. Just show up and you'll kind of guide them into it, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it is. And we've seen that happen before. In fact, since we're at the library, we do from time to time get people who are just at the library, and then they just see us and they're curious and say, well, why don't you take part in our tournament, or why don't you just play a little with us? And they're like, oh wow, I didn't even know this existed, and this is really nice. And so you can create some contact with people there, and that's very good.
Dominic, how old were you when you started playing?
Good question. I think I might have been around 10 and went then the first time to the chess club 2 or 3 years later, something like that. And of course, these days we have kids that start at a much younger age. In other words, you don't have to start as a 4-year-old to become really good at something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Do you recognize when people just have the knack? Do you, you know, when people come in and it's like, okay, whether they're kids or adults, and you just go, okay, this person's got it.
Let me put it this way. I can see that people play differently. What I mean by that is some play maybe more romantic style, more attacking chess, versus others, they play a more solid style. I do, however, think that anybody can be good at become a good chess player. Can everybody become a great chess player? I don't know. You know, at a certain level, it might, you know, there might be a cap to that. Mm-hmm. But I think definitely everybody can reach a competitive level and play great chess and have fun. That's what I truly believe.
And that's what the club's all about, is learning the game and having
a
good time.
Absolutely, exactly.
Yeah. Dominic, always great to have you in here. And again, if people want to show up, that's all you got to do and get started. All right.
That sounds right. Thank you very
much. Look forward to our chat here coming up in September, Dominic. We're talking Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess with Dominic Rauber here. It's 9:17 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. A little bit of sun right now and 70 degrees. Good morning. Just walk down.